Welcome to Cascade Connects, a podcast focusing on the people and events in the Cascade Collegiate Conference. Here is your host, CCC Commissioner Robert Cashel.
Welcome to this edition of Cascade Connects. I'm your host, Commissioner Rob Cashel. Excited today, joined by Oregon Tech head men's basketball coach Justin Parnell and senior basketball player Jamison Guerra. Thank you guys for joining the program.
For having us.
Well, earlier I interviewed CK and Megan McIntyre from Southern Oregon for the women's preview and asked a really important question that I'm going to ask you guys as well. We just finished Thanksgiving. Justin, I got to know, stuffing or mashed potatoes and gravy?
Oh, man. Well, I'll answer that question, but we actually threw a different wrench in it. I'll go with stuffing.
Okay, all right. Jamison, same question for you.
I think I would go stuffing, but I mix them sometimes too. So
okay, all right.
Both are pretty good though.
Both are good. All right. So coach, you threw a little wrinkle in it.
But we went steak, no turkey. Well, we had turkey, but you gotta go with the steak. I can't force me to eat turkey.
Well, that'll be next year's question. What meat is on the table for Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I'm sure it was great to have a few days off and kind of either get the guys back with their families or for those that couldn't travel. Coach, I'm sure you guys took good care of them there at Oregon Tech. But let's jump right into it. Coach and Jamison, heading on probably, if not the hardest road trip of the year to start conference, one of them for sure. So, Coach, talk a little bit about the upcoming weekend against Eastern Oregon and College of Idaho.
Yeah, I mean, just right back into the long travel that everybody has to do. And I think that's one of the probably the unique things about our conference is not only do we have to travel longer than most, we play back-to-backs. And you kind of have to when you travel that far. There's no way around it. So, I was actually thinking about it last night. Just the history of our league is so much fun. Every gym you go into, you have memories there, good and bad. Whether it's great wins or tough losses. And I just think that's what I love about our league the most is just the strength of it, the great venues. Usually you're pretty familiar with the coaches and the players. There's not a lot of turnover in the Cascade amongst players and coaches. And I just look forward to it every year, you know, going into different gyms and going on those journeys with our players and in the long bus rides. And just that's what I love about the Cascade is, you know, the travel can be a bear and can be a lot and challenge you, but you know, I think that we wouldn't have it any other way. I love getting on the bus and going with the guys and going into hostile venues and trying to pull out a win. So we're excited. We're ready for it. I think this group has got a special year ahead of them.
Well, and I don't want to bypass Eastern Oregon at all. That's your first game on Friday. Tough place to play, and we'll talk a little bit more about the Mountaineers. But Jamison, last time you guys were on that court at C of I, You guys won the Danny Miles Tournament Trophy, and now you're returning back. You're picked second in the league behind College of Idaho. But basically, though, you guys, last time you played them, you beat them. So what are you looking forward to this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, Coach touched on it, too. Like, plenty of great memories and some sour memories there, too. And but just looking ahead to this weekend, I mean, it's always a fun place to play. And, I mean, we were talking about it recently. I mean, as coaches, the elder statesman in the conference when it comes to coaches, and we've got a lot of guys on this team, 5-6 guys that are 5-year guys, 6-year guys, so we've made this trip plenty of times, and the bus drive never gets any shorter, but I remember my freshman year making this ride, it feels like a whole day, and then now I blink and we're there, so we're ready, and it'll be lots of fun as always.
Well, in both of those venues, again, talking with CK and Megan for Southern, they're your travel partners and will be on the same road trip, but great environments at both Eastern Oregon and College of Idaho. Maybe two of the toughest places to play in the league outside of your own gym.
Yeah, they are. I'm biased. I think we have a great environment here, but those two aren't any easier. And they're both really good. You know, Eastern this year is 4-1 and playing really well, as good as anybody in the league, including College of Idaho. So, you know, it doesn't get easy Friday, and Saturday is always a fun one between us and College of Idaho. But we've tried to talk to our guys about is it's all in on Friday night, and You know, even if you're to sweep or if you're to win that game Saturday, you know, if you're lucky enough and fortunate enough to win that game, it doesn't mean as much if you don't win Friday. You know, so we've been trying to focus a lot on Eastern Oregon and what we got to do to beat them because they're a really good ball club.
And Jameson, fifth year for you and several of your teammates as well. Tell me a little bit about kind of how you're trying to lead and help prepare these younger guys or guys new to the program for what this league entails.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing is I've been in their shoes as a young guy, whether you get those opportunities to play or not, just being a part of something bigger than yourself. And I think back to the seniors that were fifth-year guys when I was a freshman and kind of the foundation that they laid about what it looks like to be a young man playing for Oregon Tech and what that should look like. And I think the biggest thing is just leading by example, leaning on each other. That's the most important thing. And if the more we can pass that on, I mean, that kind of thing is that's the tradition here. And that's been passed on for years and it happened before I was here and it's going to continue to happen once I leave. And I think that's the great thing about our program.
Yeah, you mentioned traditions, right? And traditions never graduate. Good or bad, they continue usually. And Oregon Tech certainly has some great traditions. Justin, you played there. So you lived it at Oregon Tech. Played there for head coach Danny Miles, won two conference championships, past player of the year. What do you bring to your guys when you have that background and that experience in the Cascade?
Now, I don't know if I bring much to them from when I played. These guys are, you know, they've kind of taken it to another level as I think the NAI and the Cascade has gone to another level. The game's a lot different from when I played. I'd just say maybe I have a little bit more credibility with them, you know, with the fact that I played and had some success. And but, you know, as far as these guys, you know, they're better than I was and more skilled and stronger and, they've done a great job. I think that's what we've tried to do is just recruit better players every year and try to recruit better guys than we had then. And whether that happens or not, you know, it's year to year. But I think, too, just having the experience in the league as a coach, you know, I've been a head coach here now 9 years. You know, we've seen a lot and we've been to every venue. And I just think after 9 years with our staff staying intact, we kind of know what it takes. You know the amount of effort and focus that you have to bring every weekend in the Cascade. And if you don't, you're going to lose. And I think we understand the importance of maybe stealing a couple on the road and taking care of business at home and going to get yourself in a good spot. So, you know, apart from what I give them from when I played, not much, but I think now as a coach, we've just seen a lot and we know the level of focus, attention to detail and effort that you have to bring, especially when you're going up against teams as good as Eastern Oregon and C of I on the road.
Yeah, and Jameson, talk a little bit about, you know, when in the dog days of this late winter when you guys are really getting after it. I mean, I got to believe that when Coach is talking, those of you that have been around are saying, hey, this guy's been in our shoes. He knows what we're going through.
100%. And I think that's one of the biggest things. I mean, with Parnell and Coach Fink, they both played here. Coach Poach has been here for however long, been a part of championship teams, and they know what it takes. And that relatability, that goes a long way because, like you said, that adds credibility, and we all know that how much we care about the product that we put out on the court because we know that they care. They wouldn't be here if they didn't. And so how much it means to us as a family and what we're doing here, I think that goes a long way.
Justin, again, picked second in the league behind C of I. This is the fourth year that C of I has been picked to win it, 2 years removed from a national championship there. OIT is not unfamiliar with hanging banners. You guys have a great history there. But can you talk a little bit about what's it take to win that banner in your mind?
That's a great question. I always think toughest team wins, and I think just about anybody who's won a championship understands that, you know, there's going to be nights when the shots don't fall and maybe you don't have your best stuff, but you can always be tough. And there's always certain things you can control that you can bring. And I've kind of talked about that a few minutes ago, is just the level of effort and the level of intensity and focus, attention to detail that you have to bring just to win one game. It's really hard to win one game on the road in our league. you just have to find a way to sustain that every night, whether you're on the road or at home. And one thing I think we've done a good job of here is we may not put the best product on the floor early in the season. Like we stumbled at Carroll this year, did not play well. We lost at home to number one Arizona Christian in a game that we did not play well. And credit to those teams for, a big part of the reason we didn't play well. But I just think we do a good job here and make a big focus on every week we're trying to get better. And, we might not have our total complete package in the first couple of weeks, but every week we're identifying areas that we're going to get better. Instead of just adjusting and playing to the opponent we're playing, we're just trying to get better every week at little things. And I think that's why we've always been really good at the end of the year and have been able to, whether it's hang banners or make deep runs in the playoffs, is we always feel like we're peaking at the right time. And I think that is a little bit credit to our guys for staying with and practicing hard, and some credit to our coaches for identifying things where, we want to be our best at the end of the year. We want to play our best basketball in February, and you just can't rush that.
Yeah, definitely can't rush it. And you see teams peak early and then they fade off, right? And whether that's physically, maybe it's a mental toll, whatever it is. So there's a real balance there to try to get to that peak point in late February and then make that run in March.
Yeah, and I think you saw that a little bit from us last year. We had a great year. We were 27-6, so we didn't stumble too much. But as we got towards the end of the year last year, we were without a doubt playing our best basketball. And, starting off this year, obviously high expectations. And maybe we haven't met those expectations internally yet, but we know we're going to get there. And these guys are going to continue to work, and we're going to continue to identify those things. And we may have everybody back but one guy last year, but you still got to rebuild all those habits and remember and get to why you were where you were at the end of last year. And these guys are awesome. We have a great group, that amazing group of seniors, and you can see us getting better every week. And no doubt in my mind, we're going to get back to where we want to be.
Jameson, what's it like having Mitchell Fink on the bench with you guys? I mean, All-American player, player of the year for us a couple of different times. He's got to bring, again, that toughness and just a different edge to your practices and games.
100%. And, I mean, he's a guy who's still not even, 5 years out of college. And so he really knows what it's like to be in our shoes, and he has so many good things to say. And especially as a point guard for me, the direction that he points me in, and all those little bits and pieces of information and those tips, they really do go a long way with kind of shaping my game and how to lead a team, how to win games, and really because that's what we want to do at the end of the day. And I think he's a big part of that success and contributing towards us winning games. And having him on the bench is invaluable because he sees things that I can't always see when I'm on the floor. During the game, he's giving my head screwed on straight and pointing me in the right direction, and he's a big help.
Quick question for you, Jameson, and even you, Coach, because I think this is a real thing in our league. Oregon Tech, regardless of where you're picked in the league, you have such a history that really anytime anybody's playing you, they're up for you because of that history that you've had. I remember when I was the AD at Eastern Oregon and we hadn't beaten Oregon Tech in, 27 tries. And then we finally got over the hump that one time, and man, it meant a lot to the program. So what's that like for you guys, knowing that it, maybe the emphasis might not be on the team this year, but it's that history that you're carrying?
Yeah, it's tough, but it's a weight that you'd want to bear, because that comes with a lot of pride, and that means that you're doing something right, and that you have a good thing going. So I think that's the biggest part, is emphasizing for us, like, we know that teams are going to have, they're going to give us their best shot every time. So we have to play with a lot of pride in the history and tradition that we have, and know what we're playing for and the things that we need to bring to the table.
Justin, talk a little bit about Coach Miles, because I know he's still a dear friend of yours, a mentor. You played for him, but he always referred to an OIT guy. And I think you've carried that on, that we're OIT guys. So talk a little bit of what that means to you guys. And, what does it mean when you're out recruiting and you're keeping guys in your program? What's an OIT guy look like?
Yeah, it's a great question. it was great to finally win the Danny Miles Trophy last year. We've been close a couple times, and I remember I sent a picture of me holding it after the game, and he just responded, you know, he's a man of few words, he responded, about time, you know. So, and I think that's the thing you got to understand being at Oregon Tech is there's a lot of great things that come with it, but it's all been done here before. And so that motivation to win championships, it's got to come from inside, because you know, you're going to win championships here, and well, it's already been done. You know, it's not like you're doing something nobody's done before. So a lot of intrinsic motivation for sure. But as far as Oregon Tech guy, it's really kind of the lifeblood of our program. It's who we are. We don't have values. We don't have, like a lot of teams have core values, and which I agree with. I love all that, but we just have what it means to be an Oregon Tech guy. And it's a, you know, it's a little short story, I guess. I won't read it right now, but essentially what it is, you know, an Oregon Tech guy is going to come in different shapes, colors, whatever it may be, sizes. And I think the key part of that is you're not born an Oregon Tech guy. You know, you're made into an Oregon Tech guy. You grow into an Oregon Tech guy. And we're just looking for unselfish people who just want to win. And that is really it. You know, there's a lot of different things that our Oregon Tech guy verbiage is about, but really it's about the team. It's about being a great example, being a great pillar in the community. But really it comes down to being extremely unselfish, getting outside of yourself and just doing everything it takes to win. And that's going to look a lot of different ways, but it's huge for us because we talk about it daily. You know, that's a like we'll make certain comments like someone dives on the floor, makes a really unselfish pass or something like that. Well, that's a tech guy play. That's what a tech guy does. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it comes with doing your job in the classroom and staying out of trouble and doing whatever the team needs you to do. But we use it every day. You know, we'll talk about, you know, maybe we have somebody that's struggling earlier in their career and they finally make that breakthrough where they're playing a really good winning brand of basketball. We'll stop practice and, you know, you're a tech guy now. And I think it's kind of a joke in some ways where, you know, our guys will just, they'll make certain different comments, you know, built different or whatever somebody says, you know, we're tech guys. Well, they joke about it, but it really does mean something. And for us, when we're recruiting, we're looking for that. We're looking for unselfish players. We're not always looking for the most talented players. And there's a certain brand of basketball we want to play, and we're going to try to get guys that fit that. But Coach Miles created that in 1972, and we still use it in 2024 every day.
Yeah, it has sustained itself, which means that it has a huge value, right?
Yeah, it's passed the test of time, and that is what our culture is. You know, culture is a buzzword, and everybody uses it, and they use it because it's extremely important, and we believe in it. But ours is, you know, cemented in stone. You know, it is etched in stone. That is who we are and what we're about.
Well, speaking about unselfish guys, Jameson to your left there is about as unselfish as I think you can find in a young man. Jameson, you're involved in so much. You've spoken to the state legislature about funding. You're the chair of our Association of Student Athletes for our conference. You're heavily involved on your campus and in your community. You obviously have a lot going on in your life other than basketball, but yet you still do that at a high level. But just tell me a little bit about the impact that Oregon Tech has had on you and hopefully the conference overall.
Yeah, and I mean, when you go down the list, it would be easy to spread myself thin and kind of get overwhelmed, but I think the biggest thing, especially with Oregon Tech and the support system here, is just the ability to lean on the people around me, the help and the support that Coach Parnell and the other coaches and my teammates provide. And I think it's amazing here at OIT. Like, I have a great support system. I'm blessed with people that are willing to help me and are able to help me. So it's very important to me, and that doesn't it's not forgotten on my part. So it's not something that I'm doing on my own. OIT has really, I think, empowered me and enabled me to do a lot of great things.
Yeah, like I said, you've been so involved and representing the conference, and we just appreciate everything that you're doing outside of the basketball arena, and love watching you play as well. Coach, I want to have you You know, I know coaches don't like to look too far ahead, and you got Eastern and C of I today, but give me a little rundown of the league and how you see the league this year. We've got some quality teams, as we always do, and just tell me a little bit about what your thoughts are in terms of the league.
Yeah, I think our league's up for sure. You know, I think there's certain years where it's been down or, you know, stayed about even, but I think it's up. You know, I've been super impressed this year in the non-conference with a lot of our teams. I know, you know, us and LC State are ranked, you know, on the latter parts of the top 25. I don't think that means we're any better than a lot of the teams in our league. I think I've gotten to see Southern Oregon twice in person. They're every bit as good as anybody in our league. You know, we got to see Bushnell when we were in Montana. I'm super impressed with them. They had some really good wins in Montana. You know, Eastern Oregon obviously is off to a great start. Much improved team. You know, and Corbin, I think they struggled a little bit early on here, but I think they got everything that it takes to be really good. And obviously College of Idaho, you know, is number one in our league for a reason right now. They, until somebody can beat them and knock them off in the regular season for that championship, they should be number one. They're a great basketball team. So probably forgetting a team here or there that is in the league that deserves the credit. But I mean, our league's tough, and now that we've made that move to a merged division and they have the ARC rankings and whatnot in that West ARC, you know, Cascade's maybe been like the second or third best team, usually the second best team in that ARC. And now with some of the shifts, I think without a doubt, the Cascade's the best conference in the West ARC, and I don't think it's close. I think, you know, in the past we've been getting, you know, three teams in the national tournament. I think we have five quality teams that could make it. I think the years, I think two of our last 3 years, we either went like 19-3 or 18-4 in the league, and I just don't know if that's going to happen this year. I think there's too many tough road games and too many good teams and coaches that in the Cascade, and I think our league had an adjustment period when it was merged, and I think everybody's adjusted and everybody's doing a better job and getting better players. And I'm super excited for the future of our league and super excited to see this year what our league can do.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think we're up this year just based on preseason and what we're seeing there. Jameson, I want to ask you, outside of playing at home, obviously and probably I'm going to suggest maybe that Southern is your next favorite game to play. But tell me some of the arenas that you just love to go to and play in.
Yeah, Southern Oregon, I'd say, is top of the list there. We say that here we have a good shooter's gym, good lighting, everything that a basketball player could want in a gym. I think Southern is pretty similar there. Have some good memories there. I think C of I is up there just because solely the environment is hard to beat. It's right up there with our fans and how loud it can get and how much fun it is to be a part of. And then right there too is LC State. They've got a beautiful gym, good facilities, and definitely a hard place to play though. But I think that kind of adds to the challenge and definitely makes it more fun. But I will say I think Southern tops the list with it being a rivalry game as well.
I was talking to CK, coach for Southern Oregon women, and obviously you guys as travel partners and natural rivalries. Justin, what's it like on SOU week?
A little different. You know, it's a rivalry game. Everybody, you know, once they dislike the rival and they want to be. We have a ton of respect for Southern. It's not one of those where, you know, we hate their guts and whatnot. We have a ton of respect for their staff and their players and their school, but we want to beat them. And I think it's healthy to have rivalries. I think it's really healthy for any sport. And, you know, it's always a big one. Our crowd sees it as a big one. Their crowd sees it as a big one. They're both going to, no matter what time of the year or the weather, we're going to have, you know, great crowds and great support on both sides. So, you know, Southern week is usually different. You know, the tensions go up a little bit. Preparation goes up a little bit. Not because of how big the game is, just because of how familiar we are with them and they are with us. Is, you know, we're watching film after a Friday night game, getting ready for our Saturday opponent. But we're always watching Southern, right? Because they're playing that team. So we're super familiar. And I think that preparation, you know, the coaches are just initially more prepared and can watch more and get really prepared. And I think we've had some success there as we've been able to be really prepared for them. And but no, it's always great. It's healthy. It's a fun one.
Yeah, and you mentioned Southern off to a great start this early in the season as well. Jameson, you know, you hold the distinction, and we've talked about this a couple of different times. Your mom played in the Cascade Conference and was a player at Eastern Oregon, so she also knows the grind of what you're going through. So tell me a little bit about how cool it is to have that experience with your mom.
No, that's right. And I mean, I grew up, I remember going to LeGrand and being in Eastern Oregon's gym a ton in my youth, and we'd go watch games, and Coach Weisenfluh has been there since my mom was there. So that's a great connection to have. But yeah, she knows the ins and outs of the Cascade as well. And she's making these road trips again to come watch me play every weekend, which I really appreciate. But I mean, she's taught me everything I know that when it comes to basketball, and she has a lot of great knowledge that has helped me immensely.
And Coach, you know, you've got three young kids at home, but it's a family affair for your entire family, your wife, a former athlete as well. Just tell me how you integrate your family into what you do, which is a great profession, but it keeps you away from the family a lot too.
Well, thank God for my wife, you know, and I truly mean that. She's incredible, and you're right, it's a great profession, you know, to have a young family, and it's also a very challenging profession, because I always say that, you know, you really have two families. You got your basketball family, and they need to be part of your family, and then you have your family, your wife or your spouse and kids. And no matter what decision you make and the time you put into either one, you feel like you're letting the other one down a little bit. And I think that's why it's important to have a great spouse and one that understands. She was an athlete in the Cascade Conference, volleyball player here at OIT. So she understands it. But to me, there's no better place to raise a family than on a college campus in the gym. I try to bring them around as much as possible. It's getting a little harder now that they're getting busy in their own sports. But we usually have a kid or two in the locker room after a win, you know, not a loss. They don't need to see that or be a part of that. But, you know, they get to be around people, and they're in the crowd, and people are familiar with them. And, you know, when they say it takes a village to raise kids, it does. And our village is OIT, and, you know, we love being here.
Jameson mentioned it a little bit, but we talked a little bit about Mitchell on your staff. But Paul Poach has been on your staff for a lot of years. I want to give you an opportunity just to talk about his impact on your program.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because he is awesome. And I think if he and I were to switch jobs, you know, I was to be the assistant, he'd be the head coach, we might be better off. And I mean that. He's a great basketball coach. He's a great basketball mind. He knows, he's seen it all. He's won a national championship as an assistant coach. We lost in the national championship, you know, a few years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, when he was our assistant. So he's just had so much success. You know, the proof is there. But I think the impact he has is on the relationship side. And I don't mean to downplay any of his, you know, his, what he does, you know, on court, you know, strategy wise, because he's so good at that. But the relationship he has with our players, the things that he sees that no one else sees about kids struggling or what they need to do. And he and Jameson, they have a special bond. You know, I don't know how long we're going to keep him. You know, he's on now 18 years since he's been coaching, and he's been retired from the school district for 15 or 16. You know, but we're just savoring the years we have him. He's phenomenal. Our program will definitely take a small step back, and hopefully we can bring somebody else in that does a good job. But when he's gone, we'll miss him. He's a tremendous coach, and one of those guys who's just kind of irreplaceable. He just gets it, and the guys love him, and you know, we're lucky to have him.
Well, and he probably for a long time has been known as an OIT guy, but that unselfishness stepped in a couple of years ago and ran the women's program for a year too.
Well, he did, and he did a great job. They finished fourth in the league. He stepped in, I believe, in late July and took over a team that he wasn't real familiar with. And, man, just did a great job and got a home playoff game. And then this year he stepped in as well. He's helping the women as an assistant again. They had a assistant coaching change right before the season started, and not enough time to go get a new assistant coach. So Joy came down the hall and picked him off. So he'll be on the women's bench this year, and you can already see the impact he's making on them as well.
He had to retire. He had two other jobs he had to be at.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Well, guys, thank you so much. We really appreciate your time on Cascade Connects. It's going to be a great start to the Cascade Conference. Big road trip ahead of you at Eastern Oregon, at College of Idaho. Safe travels, and thanks for being on the program.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Rob.
On behalf of Director Courtney Blummer and host Robert Cashel, thanks for tuning in to Cascade Connects, the official podcast to the Cascade Collegiate Conference, 15 championships, and over 3,000 student athletes. This is the CCC.